For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. As Hurricane Matthew came and went, many believed the worst was over. But several days later, rivers in North and South Carolina began to rise. It became clear the storm's torrential rains would cause intense flooding, specifically in northeastern South Carolina. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated, including from Conway, an affected riverside town 15 miles west of Myrtle Beach. Dan Stachowiak lives in Conway, right next to the Waccamaw River. Today, he's checking on his house, and to get through the floodwaters, he's using a jet ski.
Oh yeah, the current's so strong, if you were to try to do this in a kayak or a canoe, there's no way. I mean, look at the current pushing us.
49-year-old Stachowiak swerves down the middle of a tree-lined road, Lee's Landing Circle, atop 6 feet of floodwater. At one point, he passes two young guys wading down the street.
You guys all right? Third time's a charm. In a year? Yeah, same day.
This is the second major flood South Carolina has seen in the last year. A historic rainfall last October caused the nearby Waccamaw River to hit 16.2 feet. Right now, it's already 3 inches higher than that. Five counties in South Carolina are seeing similar emergencies as floodwaters slowly but predictably rise to dangerous levels.
Well, unfortunately, we get all the water from North Carolina, so my main concern right now is with the Lumberton breach. That water's got to go somewhere, and it could potentially come here, which would be devastating.
Stachowiak is on his way home to pick a couple things up he forgot during evacuation. Plus, his cats are still there.
Yeah, I'm going to. We've got some cats in the house. I go feed them.
How many cats you got?
My wife's got two. Two too many.
After navigating trees, light posts, and street signs, Stachowiak's home comes into view at the end of the suburban road. It's a green triangular home on stilts with an entirely glass back. As the jet ski pulls closer, he points to the 8-foot stone columns that typically welcome a car. Now, only a foot sticks out above the brown, debris-filled water.
Oh, wow. It's come up a lot. That swing is thick to be high. So the water's probably four or five feet deep right here.
Stachowiak inches towards his front steps. He gets up from the jet ski, swings his foot around, and...
It's up to my chest.
With a little effort, he makes it inside.
I'll be relatively quick. I just gotta grab a couple things and get the cat's water.
A few minutes later, Stachowiak returns with two white garbage bags full of business papers and a laptop. He calls down.
Did you float away yet?
Clad in a bright bathing suit and life vest, Stachowiak isn't fazed by the situation. In fact, he says he enjoys it.
Like I said, you could get really stressed out about it, but what's that going to do? You can't change it. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I think it's fun, but I'm probably a little twisted.
Plus, he understands his economic situation makes these disasters not quite so disastrous. Since last year's storm, Stachowiak has bought a jet ski to maneuver the waters and a trailer to quickly remove vulnerable possessions. Plus, his family always has a place to stay during emergencies.
And we're lucky my wife's parents have a condo down at the beach. We know where we're going to go. 99% of people don't. If we didn't have that, I would have a whole different attitude.
The Waccamaw River isn't done rising. It's expected to crest at 17 feet later this week before slowly receding. Back on land, Stachowiak jumps onto his four-wheeler and starts backing up in the shallow waters to latch on his jet ski. Despite everything, he still has a smile on his face.
So it's just one of those things, you know, it's paradise. 99% of the time, but you got to put up with this.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.